Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. As you may remember, our last episode was an interview with author Gordon Doherty. Gordon generously offered to give away a copy of his book, Strategos, Born in the Borderlands, to one of you. We set a competition, and a winner has been chosen. I will leave it to Gordon to tell you about the best entries that he read and to announce the winner. I will just remind you all to check out gordondoherty.co.uk to learn more about his excellent work.
Hi there, it's Gordon Doherty, and I'd just like to start by saying thank you very much to everybody who contributed their answers to the competition to win a copy of my book, Strategos, Born in the Borderlands. So, I just wanted to run through a few of my favourite picks from the many brilliant entries I received. So this one was from someone called Bizan Simp, a nickname I presume, and he or she says, I wish to go back to the period of the last great Byzantine-Sassanid war and witness Emperor Heraclius leading his Roman army through Anatolia and Persia and turning the tides of a devastating war for the Romans within 6 short years. I want to marvel at how Constantinople withstood a siege by the combined forces of the Persians and the Avars in 626. And, of course, I couldn't miss attending the triumph of Heraclius in 628, when the war was won and everything seemed fine. Even though we know things will fall apart soon. Fate-defying historical events like this war are what makes me adore Byzantine history, so if I could pick only one period, this would be it. Yeah, I like that one. I do have a preference for the period of Heraclius myself, as I mentioned in the podcast, so that was a good one. And then there was this answer from Mark McCurdy, and Mark suggests, my idea would be to travel to the restoration of Constantinople after the Fourth Crusade, by way of a conspiracy. I'd have a small group leading this effort, and also have someone on the inside court betraying a secret which aids in this effort. So again, the Fourth Crusade is really, really, really juicy grounds in terms of if you were to time travel or even to write a novel. So I did like that. It did spark the imagination, definitely. And one more from Eric Parsonage. Eric says, I have a specific time and date, namely the 14th of September, 718. The Matins liturgy in the Hagia Sophia. I'd like to sit in with the main congregation in the nave. I'm not Christian, but I'm fascinated in how the Hagia Sophia was built and designed in such a way that with the right singing and chanting, anyone could be overwhelmed by a sense of the divine. This is because the combination of the resonance of the building and how the dome reflects back only certain frequencies that provoke a sense of presence. Using something that engineers recognised today as psychoacoustics. Mind you, this sensation I could get in any century I cared to visit. I chose my specific date because it combines three major events. Firstly, it is the first major feast day after the end of the Umayyad siege. Since it has been about a month, the clergy and performers, not to mention the congregation, have had a few good meals in their bellies, but of especially good reason to give a very emotive and passionate performance in thanks for their good fortune. This means the service will be especially well delivered. Secondly, since this is after the 7th century, the true cross will actually be in the reliquary. There will be a focus for this specific feast that didn't exist 50 years beforehand. That should give it more poignancy and give me a chance to sticky beak at whether it was allegedly an incredible masterpiece in filigree and goldsmithing. Finally, the Hagia Sophia itself will be at its opulent, decorated best. This is because Leo, who I would get to see, will not have begun his iconoclastic purges yet, and so all the incredible artwork and icons will be in place. Yeah, so that's very, very cinematic. I really like that, and you know, the acoustics and the visuals, and you know, the sense of triumph and glory and salvation. That was a particularly evocative answer from Eric. And then there was an entry from Basir Cortulmus. Again, apologies for the pronunciation if I've got it wrong. Basir says, I'm going to come at this from a religious angle, but I think it's one of the most understudied, fascinating, and historically impactful episodes in the history of Europe, and for most of the world. Basically, from the time of Justinian I to the last confirmation of the election of the Pope by the Exarch of Ravenna, this and the following era would be a fascinating time to go over, as I believe this cultivated the separation of West and East, in terms of culture, religion, government and more, to the point that the Roman Catholic Church in many ways is unrecognisable to Eastern Orthodoxy, and Western Europe is distinctive in many ways to Eastern Europe. So I really liked that because of the grand, almost meta scale of the thought, you know, of that time period spawning such a huge kind of watershed in history and culture and society. That was a really good one. This next one was from Alan Bowie. I hope I've got the pronunciation right. Apologies if I haven't. And at first it threw me, but I really liked the idea, because as opposed to travelling back to quintessentially Byzantine times, Alan suggests, I would like to travel to the turn of the 19th and start of the 20th century. George I, the Greek king, is not assassinated. Instead, he uses the support of the Greek nationalists wanting to conquer Constantinople, but he is secretly only using them. And rather than creating a Greek state, he wants to create a pan-national state, including Turkey, and secretly works with Ataturk to this end. But is Ataturk genuine, or does he have his own agenda? Throw in the European powers, secret agents, and business interests to give a Game of Thrones-style power struggle. Will the double-headed eagle fly once more over an empire that genuinely looks both east and west? So, yeah, that was rather tantalising, and it definitely has a Byzantine flavour, even though it's a bit more modern than I had expected. So I liked that one too. So thank you once again to everybody. I loved reading through all the entries I read out and all the others, and I'm sorry I don't have time to read them all, but they were brilliant. And so, the winner is Eric Parsonage. Congratulations, Eric. I loved your descriptive of the kind of Apogee Hagia Sophia. So, you've won yourself a signed copy of Strategos, Born in the Borderlands.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.